Hi everyone and welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 306. Any feedback please send to Rabbi Yismach at take10fortorah.org, that's the number 4. So this week is Parshas HaChodesh. Parshas HaChodesh of course recalls the very first mitzvah the Jews are given. We've talked about this before, why it is the very first mitzvah, why that's important that it's the first mitzvah, and that first mitzvah is HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodashim. This is going to be the new moon. You're going to A, be counting by the moon, which is novel. We generally see most societies and cultures counting by the sun. Nope, but we count by the moon. And number 2, to recognize that in counting by the moon, we're going to choose a series of months, and therefore the months are going to be all important, and those months are going to start to be numbered from the month of Nisan, the month of the Exodus. So that's the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZalachem Rosh Chodashim. Now the question is, what is the resulting day all about? Is that day a holiday? What is the nature of Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara talks about this. The Gemara discusses this particularly in the context of how many aliyahs a person or a shul should be giving out on that day. We know the number of aliyahs corresponds to the holiness and the sanctity of the day. So regular weekday, on Monday, Thursday, a Shabbos Mincha, you have 3 aliyahs. On Shabbos, you have 7 aliyahs. But pretty much all of the other holidays fall somewhere in between the 3 and the 7. Yom Kippur has 6, and Yom Tov, a regular Yom Tov, has 5. And then there's this category of 4, which is sort of this middle ground. So the Gemara in Megillah, based on a Mishnah, says, Kol she'yesh bo bitul malacha la'am, whenever there is a bitul malacha, there is no work being done, kigon tanas tzibur or Tisha B'Av, karen shlosha. Like on a tainus, on a fast day, or on Tisha B'Av, you read 3, because there is no bitul malacha, meaning when there would be, I should say the other way around, when there's a possibility that it's going to take you away from work, and this was the sensitivity, the possibility of taking away from work. So if you add an aliyah, people are going to get to work later, so then you only have 3 aliyahs. So she'ein bo bitul malacha la'am, but if there is no bitul malacha, meaning there would not be getting in anybody's way, kigon Rosh Chodesh v'Chodesh HaMoed Koren Arba. If it's like Rosh Chodesh or Chol HaMoed, you have 4. It's not quite a chag as the classic Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos, but on those Chol HaMoed intermediary days, or on Rosh Chodesh, because there is a semblance of not working, so therefore we can add another aliyah. So what are we talking about? So on Chol HaMoed, there are pretty strict rules against working, but what about in Rosh Chodesh? So Rosh Chodesh, we know there was a custom back in the day that nobody would work really seriously. They wouldn't get involved in serious labors. But now this has been associated specifically with women not doing work. So what am I talking about? If you look in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Taf Yud Zayin, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh, it says, Rosh Chan Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh Mutar Ba'Asiyas Malacha. On Rosh Chodesh, you're allowed to do work, right? You're allowed to do malacha, you're allowed to get in a car, you're allowed to do everything. There's no prohibition like there is on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. V'hanoshim Shenoago, Shelo La'asos Bo Malacha, but women who have the custom not to do malacha, minag tov. It's a good custom, it's a good thing, it's a nice thing. The Be'er Halacha ventures to try to figure out, is this the women who have this custom, but not all women have to? Or is it all women should be limiting themselves in regard to malacha in general, work in general? Or does it specifically mean women who adopt this upon themselves? And also, even when we talk about the restriction of malacha, it's only certain types of malacha. It seems that it's a very nice thing for women on some level to withhold doing certain things. And again, back in the day, this referred to weaving and sewing. You might say that every day is a day that most women withhold and do not weave and sew. So don't worry about this vis-a-vis your own practice, if there are women listening, and how are you doing Rosh Chodesh wrong? Perhaps you should take Rosh Chodesh more seriously, but what I want to talk about is the why. Why is it that there is this connection between women and Rosh Chodesh? Why is it that there's even a consideration that women would specifically be the ones who don't have to do malacha, who are celebrating Rosh Chodesh even more? Where does this come from? Okay, so there is one more notion of this Rosh Chodesh being a day of no work in Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. Pasuk in Shmuel Aleph, where Yonatan and David are talking about a plan, the plot they hatched to figure out whether or not Shaul was really upset and wanted to kill David. And they refer to, it's the Machar Chodesh, we read this story whenever Shabbos is the day before Rosh Chodesh, which is interesting. Why do we read something when Rosh Chodesh is the next day? But there's such a story where Rosh Chodesh was the next day, so we read that when Rosh Chodesh was the next day as a Haftarah. And it refers there As Yom HaMaaseh refers to the day before Rosh Chodesh as the day of Maaseh, of day of action, which implies that the next day is not a day of action. So that the next day is not a day of action, we have already in the Navi this implication that maybe there was once a custom that there should not be work done on Rosh Chodesh, or specifically maybe it's the women or not, but that's where this idea comes from. Where does the women focus comes from? So the Torah talks about this, and he brings from Pirkei Rabbi Elazar. He says, "Lefi shelo ratzu nashim litein nizmehem lebaleihem b'maseh ha'egel." They did not want to give their jewelry to their husbands when the egel was constructed. We read about that a couple of weeks ago in Parshas Ki Tisa. L'kach nasan lehen HaKadosh Baruch Hu scharan shimin shameres Rosh Chodesh Yosem Me'anashim. So they got this reward that they are going to be able to observe the holiday, not perfect holiday as we have other holidays, but the quasi-holiday of Rosh Chodesh more so than the men would. Okay, so that's interesting because somehow, what does one thing have to do the other? What does the Mishkan have to do, you know, the fact, I'm sorry, not the Mishkan, but what does the fact that they did not get involved with the Egel have to do with Rosh Chodesh? It's not very clear, but he continues. He says, V'shamati me'achi. He says, I hear from my brother, Tam Ledavar, l'fisha ha'mo'adim nitzkanu k'neged avos. He says, all of the Mo'adim were established corresponding to the avos. Pesach k'neged Avraham. Pesach matches up with Avraham. The Chsiv, as we have a reference in the Torah, Lushiva Asi Ugos, that when the angels came, he gave and he served matzahs. There's an association. There's a deeper association between Avraham, because it's about Chesed, and there are all sorts of explanations where Avraham corresponds to the holiday of Pesach. Shavuos, Keneged Yitzchak. Shavuos corresponds to Yitzchak. Shetkiyas Shofar Shamatan Torah Hi B'Shofar Me'elo Shal Yitzchak. Because the shofar that was blown, and it's interesting that he's associating shofar with Matan Torah, not with Rosh Hashanah, but the shofar that was blown at the moment of Maimed Har Sinai was the shofar of the ram of Isaac, and so there's an association there. As well, there are also personality traits of Yitzchak that are associated with the period of Sfiras HaOmer and Shavuos. Sukkos Keneged Yaakov. Sukkos relates to Yaakov, because it says in the Pasuk, Ulemiknehu Osa Sukkos. He made these booths, and so that's the first reference to the word Sukkos that we have in the Torah. So what he's saying so far is that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov correspond to Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. We have more holidays, not real big ones, but we have the holidays of Rosh Chodesh once a month upon the renewal of the month. So he continues, he says, V'yud beiz v'shei chodesh hashana shegam heim nikran mo'adim. These 12 Rosh Chodesh days that are also sort of considered mo'ed, k'neged yud beiz shvatim. They correspond to the 12 tribes. Nice correspondence, right? You know, 12 tribes, 12 days, 12 Rosh Chodeshes. U'keshechatu be'egel. And when they sinned in the sin of the Egel, nitnu mehem v'nitnu l'nshosehem. It was taken from them, from the males, from the men, because of their involvement in the sin of the Egel, and it was given to their wives, l'zecha shelo hayu ba'osochet. And so, the way he phrases it, he understands it, that this is their reward. Their reward wasn't even so much that they got anything they did not have before, but it's more so that really the Shvatim, all of the different tribes, correspond to these quasi-holidays, and so the men lost their opportunity in being involved in the Egel, and the women had not lost their opportunity. And so therefore the women just remained as observant of Rosh Chodesh as a Moed. The Das Lekenemi Bali Tosvos adds a little point to this. He says, not only was it that the women were not involved with the Egel, not involved with the golden calf, but Lefisha b'masa ha'egel lachu tachshitein bal karchan. If anything, that the men were able to get something from the women, their nose rings, whatever it was, their jewelry, towards the Egel, if anything, they could only get it against the women's will. They weren't able to get it with their willingness. Kidamashma, as it says, it sounds like they got the stuff anyway, even though the women were not willing to give it. What happens with the Mishkan, right? The Mishkan, which is the atonement for the Maaseh HaEgel, of a Maaseh HaMishkan, Samchu B'Nesinasa. We have a variety of psukim that describe the women's involvement, and the women's involvement in the construction of the Mishkan. They used their talents, they offered their things, and so this, as the atonement for the Egel, was the opportunity to give joyously, as in contrast with the opportunity that the men gave joyously for the Egel. Here the women are given joyously for the Mishkan. And so that reversal is why they particularly are so much associated with the Mishkan. Why the Mishkan is important? Why is the Mishkan important? Because the Mishkan is built when? On Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And so Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the day that the Mishkan's put up, The women had a greater association with the Mishkan, and because of that, they were meritorious to deserve to be able to celebrate it in a greater way. And so, to whatever extent we can, we probably should. We should be involved in the avoiding work or celebrating Rosh Chodesh. Women should be doing that. Of course, there are people who are associated with women and the menses and Rosh Chodesh in some other way, but this is the idea. They weren't enthusiastic about the Egel because it was bad. They weren't enthusiastic about the Mishkan because it was good, and because of that, they took over the role of the men in celebrating Rosh Chodesh in the best and most proper way. Have a great day.